J'adore Bibi et habillez-moi Gucci, Fendi et Prada Valentino, Armani, Couture Merde, I love them, Jimmy Choo Pass your hands, put it on for me Don't you wanna see these clothes on me? Pass your hands, put it on for me I am anyone you want me to be
We got Jermaine on the line. I'm glad we have our fashion correspondent here. Welcome aboard, Jermaine. You're live on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Jermaine. How are you?
It's really exciting. I got to attend the VMAs on Sunday, and I had a really close encounter with Gaga, Ion's favorite lady.
Ion told you weeks ago that would happen.
Yes, but I was not expecting it to be this soon, or the VMAs, and the seats that I was able to, like, I was in the front row. I couldn't even believe how close I was to her. I even touched her Alexander McQueen dress, and her shoes were amazing. She looked amazing. It was a really, really fun, awesome experience.
If you look at the tape of these awards, you will see Jermaine and nine of her friends sitting in the very front elite row, the closest you can get to the platform. She was right there, 2 feet from Gaga, and Gaga even looked at Jermaine, eyeball to eyeball, and gave Jermaine the trembling of her life.
Yes, it was so much fun. I got to see all her outfits, like, really, really close. I saw her meat outfit, and she had meat shoes to go with her meat outfit. It was really creative and artistic. Her team is amazing, you know, everybody that puts her together and herself, how creative and artistic they are. All her outfits, the Alexander McQueen with the shoes, the meat, everything. It was just really, really cool experience. And Ion, you did say I was going to meet Stephanie. I mean, I didn't meet her, but we were close enough, and I got to see her really, really close up.
Is the main question on everybody's minds when they weren't responding to the music was, who the heck are those 10 pretty girls up front and got the elite role? Who are those girls?
They must be some of Gaga's monsters.
And they were all Jermaine's friends, and Jermaine had a backstage pass because of Ion.
Perfectly so.
There you go.
Yeah, great fun. When you start following your bliss, all kinds of fun things start showing up. No wonder we took over your section last engagement talking about the brisket brief.
Who would have known she was going to wear that at the award? I didn't think she was going to wear it at the award.
Well, gosh, we can't imagine who would have known such a thing. Exactly.
You did. Yes. So it was a good topic last week to talk about meat outfits, and then this weekend I got to see a real one up and close.
Now, Jermaine, your friends, they were quite excited by this experience, this proximity to icons of the TV body, and I guess the chip body, if you consider YouTubes. You guys are going to sit down on tomorrow night and watch the video of it. Ion, what are they going to think as they watch themselves on the camera, seeing themselves, you know, right there behind the stars, right in the front row? What are they going to think of?
How over the top and beautiful their jewelry was.
Yes, it was.
It
really
was
fun.
Over the top. It really was over the top. Great fun.
And originally, Jermaine was interested in whether Drake would show up where she was. And he was there because I saw him in Drudge or something that he was there sitting with Lady Gaga.
Yes. But you see, where Gaga was sitting and Drake, we were sitting in the front row at the end. So we were really close to her the whole night. We got good looks of her the whole night. Remember, I asked, that was my question. I was asking if he was going to be at the Alexander Wang party, but then he was at the VMAs, and he said I would be wherever he was at, and I was at the VMAs, but the most exciting part for me was Gaga. I kind of really didn't care about anybody else, but just looking at Gaga.
That's right. And what we told you was that he would be wherever you are, not necessarily that he was at the other party.
And everyone was asking, how were the performances? Asking me a lot of questions about everything. I don't remember anything but Gaga's outfits. I don't know what
that was.
In Gaga land.
Now, Jermaine, she's only 5'0", 5'1"?
No, I think she's about 5'3", but her shoes were really, really tall shoes. She's taller than that.
I mean, like,
she's really
she
tiny,
would give
pretty,
Celestial
pretty girl.
Heels a run for their money.
Yes, I love her heels. I wish I had a pair of those McQueens. Amazing.
How does this inspire you in your design work?
I've had so many dreams with so many outfits, but can't get inspired to do the one I'm working on. I'm working on a Little Mermaid-inspired Sweet 16 dress, And all that's coming to my head is McQueen and Gaga and outrageous outfits. So it's kind of conflicting.
Okay, then do triangular patterns and then do a checkerboard flow, and you'll get it, and it won't be out of the top pricey because you want to keep your price point at a reasonable level. I mean, you don't want to make a $40,000 gown. Do it simple.
No, no.
Use the iridescence that you're playing with and do it from a triangular, double triangle, diamond shape on the bias and layer them with a bit of shifting in the iridescence, and it'll be a splash, and you won't have to be fiddling with it, and you can get on to something fun.
Oh, you're so amazing, Ion. It's a mermaid dress, so yes, I need to add some splash in there.
Of course.
Who's someone that you were very impressed with as a performer before you saw Lady Gaga?
I never got to see Michael Jackson.
She's breaking in. She's breaking into Angelic Gaga, y'all. Hang on. Little bad romance, Khalifi. A little bad romance.
All right.
So what were you saying? You never got to see Michael Jackson?
No, I haven't seen Led Zeppelin, and that's something I love to see. So I guess the only performance that I've really loved and I had great times watching him perform over and over was Jay-Z.
So how does Lady Gaga compare to that?
Well, her outfits and her artistic way of presenting herself, it doesn't even compare to him. But I still haven't seen her perform. I've just seen her accept awards.
Is there another item in the fashion world or any of the world you're having there in L.A. that you want to mention?
I don't know.
The correspondent is speechless.
I'm telling you, I'm still in Gaga land. I posted a picture blog of how close we were, and I got a few pictures of her when she walked by me. They're a little bit blurry because it's my phone camera. I didn't think that I could take her camera in there. I was kind of skeptical about taking it and getting it taken away. So I got a few shots from my phone, but...
You sent some to me, and they're better than the glossy shots I saw in the news reports because they're, you see her, the camera picks up her just standing there waiting to go on or something, and you can see you looking at her in those pictures. You can see your vibe.
Oh, yeah, it's from my point of view. Yeah, I agree with that. I just wish they were a little bit clearer, but it's good enough for me.
Your site is... I am fash-ion.blogspot.com, but it's fash-ion. Is that right?
That's it. You got it.
fash-ion.blogspot.com. You'll see the grainy pictures or the subtle projections of Jermaine's being, her yearning, her lust. Did you lust after? Was there any sex thing going on with her? Or is it just all something else?
No, it was just admiration for all her dresses and the way she presented herself and all that good stuff.
Bob, you can't help but love you some Gaga. You and my stars. I mean, what kind of question is that?
Well, she looks different to me. Sometimes she looks very goofy. Other times she looks beautiful. She shifts all the time. Is there more than one Gaga happening?
Well, you'll see. One thing for your next fall line, don't go back to that chinchilla white anymore. Go back to the cream eggshells.
That
stark chinchilla white.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much, Jermaine. Good job. Great job. Okay.
These clothes on me.